This is a People First Radio podcast.
A Nanaimo supportive housing site celebrated a decade of giving people a home in the community. On a sunny April day, staff and residents at Boundary came together for a 10th anniversary barbecue. Boundary is in central Nanaimo, near the hospital. It's run by Vancouver Island Mental Health Society, the organization behind People First Radio. A number of those in attendance have been with the organization since the building first opened up back in 2016. Vancouver Island Mental Health Society Executive Director Taryn O'Flanagan says there were worries in the community before the site got up and running, but it's been a quiet part of the neighborhood ever since.
So I was originally brought into the organization to get the building up and running upon opening. So that was 10 years ago. It was a pretty chaotic time at the beginning. Our construction was quite a bit behind schedule. So we were kind of waiting for the go-ahead. And as soon as we got that, we sprung into action to get a team hired, trained, and ready to go. And welcomed our first very grateful tenants the first week of April in 2016.
What do people need to know about the purpose and the goal and the vision of this place?
Yeah, the vision for Boundary was always to provide a longer-term housing solution to folks who may have more difficulty in mainstream rentals, requiring a bit more support. Sometimes that's just activities of daily living support. Other times that might be helping with guest management, or just being able to intervene or support folks earlier on if they are experiencing some results of their condition. So we our vision was to make this building really community focused, so lots of gathering spaces, lots of opportunity to have outdoor space and community gatherings, as you'll see, so barbecues, dinners, and just different activities throughout the week for the tenants to participate in. So that was always our vision, and I think we've really done well at accomplishing that over the last 10 years.
Do you know, are there folks who are living here who have been living here for all or most of those 10 years?
Absolutely. We've got many of the original folks here. I can see about four or five of them sitting out here right now that were here upon the very beginning. So pretty exciting to see. Many others have spent several years here in that time.
When this place opened, was there any kind of barrier or opposition or like negative sentiment out there in the community?
Yeah, so this project specifically had a large opposition from the Neighborhood Association. It was actually quite aggressive at times, and we worked really hard in the last kind of final year before opening to work with the Neighborhood Association as well as afterwards, and we had two community advisory meetings with the neighborhood after we opened, and we never have had one since because there hasn't been a need and there's been no complaints. So it was a real solid success story in that regard.
You got any hopes for the next 10 years for Boundary?
I mean, I think we can definitely hope for more buildings, more opportunities for other folks to experience what we've been able to accomplish here.
Resident Brandon told me the difference Boundary has made in his life.
I just really love it here. The people are good. The staff's good. Clientele is good. Owners are good. It's all like a big family.
Can you tell me what is life like here on the day-to-day?
Life here on the day-to-day, some of us will go for walks or do cooking groups or go for play pool. We have a gym here, too, that people can use and everything like that.
And what has moving into Boundary, like what has that done or changed for you in your life?
It gave me a good place to stay and a perfect place to live. Otherwise, I would have been on the streets and I'd be dead. So I suffer with schizophrenia and also addictions. I've been clean and sober for over 3 years now.
What are you hoping to get out of this 10th anniversary barbecue party?
Just enjoy the company and friends and family and our own little support within the building.
What is that community within the building like for you?
The community is like, we're big, like, we joke, we laugh, we smile. We do group activities, and for me, it's just like the camaraderie of having a community within a community.
Resident Shane spoke with me about his routine over the years living at Boundary. How long have you lived at Boundary?
I moved in on April 1st, 2019.
And today is a 10th anniversary barbecue for Boundary. You've been here for more than half of those 10 years. What's it been like?
It's really great, actually. It's a great location. There's a lot of stuff nearby. It has air conditioning and stuff. It's pretty good.
What would you say your day-to-day routine? What is life like on the day-to-day here?
Well, I get up at around 9, brush my teeth, and then I walk to Tim Hortons with my friend. And then I either call my mom or play video games. And then I have a very structured day, as you can tell. And then at 12, I drink my coffee. And then at around 2:30, I work out. And I often watch a movie with my friend after dinner. And then in between that, I feel other things. I work a little bit for BCMHSUS, BC Mental Health and Substance Use Services. Not much, but a little bit. I get a little bit of work from them. And I guess that's pretty much it.
What kind of work do you do for them?
I review documents and tell them what I think about them. And I have one meeting I go to every month on the last day of Thursday, last day of the week, or last Thursday of the week. And I like it.
And what has being able to live here at this place, what has that done for you in your life?
It's great for my recovery. I'm sober, and I've been sober for a long time. It's great that they have a treadmill and dumbbells here so I can work out every day, and instead of having to go to the gym and back, which I probably wouldn't do if we didn't have the workout equipment. But it's good. I enjoy it. I'm grateful to have this place.
And is there anything you'd like people just living in Nanaimo to know about this place or what goes on here?
If you can get a spot here, you're pretty lucky. It's pretty good location, like I said. And I can't think of much else. It's a great location, and yeah.
Kareem and Lad have been living at Boundary for 10 years. What has being able to live at Boundary done for you in your life?
It's like home. It's like a home that I've been looking for a while, and I just found it here. So, there's a lot of close calls or whatever, but we managed to stay in the Boundary.
Is there anything you'd want folks living in Nanaimo to know about what life is like here at Boundary?
I used to be, before I moved here, I was sort of homeless. And when the Salvation Army said they found a place for me, when I first looked in my room, I looked around, and I said to myself, I'm going to make this worth my while. I got it made here. So it took me a couple of years to get used to the place and to get realized it was mine, to rent and all. But some people don't see it the way I see it, but I got it made here.
You're listening to People First Radio. An Nanaimo supportive housing site recently celebrated its 10th anniversary. Called Boundary, it's run by Vancouver Island Mental Health Society, which is the organization behind People First Radio. We've been hearing conversations from a 10th anniversary barbecue held at the site in April. There's a dedicated section of Boundary for women fleeing abuse. I spoke with the resident coordinator for that program.
We have art days. We have a woman come for Reiki. We get donations from Haven Society if a woman is moving in or out, how we can help facilitate that. So it's just kind of ongoing. Whatever the woman needs, right, we try and get it for them.
What have you seen the impact of that work specifically be over the last decade?
Well, I have many testimonials from women that have left here and have said it's changed their lives. For one thing, they didn't have to live in an abusive relationship because they couldn't afford to live on their own. This is subsidized housing. So it's for many women, it's the first time they've ever lived alone and then learned how to be alone and learned what that was like. And after a couple of years, they have moved out into market housing on their own, but feel healed and more independent where they are.
How does someone in need get in touch with a program like that in the first place?
A lot of times it's a referral. So I get referrals from transition houses, or it could be somebody in the community. It's only for single women. There's no children here. They're all fully bachelor suites, but it's your own unit. So it's still independent living with supports. So it's a referral from anybody in the community.
And you mentioned that there's no limit on how long someone can stay. Do you have a rough idea of over the last 10 years, maybe how many people have stayed?
Yeah, I would say with there's 13 units, probably, would you say 60 women, Carmen? I'd say around 60 women, maybe more, have gone through, 60 to 80.
And so this is a 10th anniversary party for this place, for Boundary. What is it like for you to be here, having been here from the start, to be here seeing this place mark its 10 years?
Well, I'm happy because at first, honestly, I didn't think it was going to work because I thought, well, this seems strange. Haven women's floor with a different sector. I wasn't sure what that would look like. But it's turned out, it's worked really well. And so that's something for other women in organizations to think about and partnering with organizations to get the space they need.
How has that journey unfolded over the last 10 years? How have things evolved?
In what way?
Well, you mentioned, you know, this is kind of, it seemed to you to be like a new model. You were maybe a little bit skeptical. Is this going to work to merge all of these people? What was that process like? How did that play out? When was the point where you thought, hey, you know what, actually, this is working and I'm going to be here on the 10th anniversary of this place talking about it?
I don't know when that light bulb went off. I would say probably a good year and a half into it. You know, just getting women in here and learning. Like, so when I do a food bank run with our Haven van, when we have extra seats, I will take men if they need to go. So it's become more whole, more community. It's not separate. So that's nice. I mean, there's no men allowed on our floor. We don't have overnight guests. It's kind of strict in that way. But it also gives a lot more freedom here. And it's not a thing where, oh, we don't like men. We don't want the men. It's not that. It's very inclusive in that way.
Is there anything else you'd like to let the community know about Boundary or the work that goes on here?
I don't know. I guess I, you know, just helping women. We go by donations when it comes to furniture, people moving out if they need help, or people moving in. A lot of times women have nothing. So, you know, that's helpful to get things that, you know, furniture, dishes, whatever they need.
Manager Camille has been with Boundary every step of the way. This is the 10th anniversary of Boundary. We're having a party here. What is that like for you as the manager of the place?
It's really good, actually, because I started just before the building opened. So I've been here the whole time, and I started as a support worker, then was a supervisor, now the manager. So it's great.
Walk me through how this place has evolved over the course of the last decade.
Well, we definitely have more community engagement. Tenants are very independent in their homes. What other great things? We have a band, like a Boundary band. They're learning to play instruments. All sorts of activities going on.
What kind of instruments? Are we talking like drums and guitar? Are we talking, what?
Yeah, they're learning AC/DC Highway to Hell right now. So the rock band.
And what is life like on a kind of a day-to-day basis here at Boundary?
Usually in the day, it's pretty busy with people's mental health support teams. We obviously check in with tenants every day. They have a gardening program going on now, so that kind of goes on the weekends. And then in the evening, there's often an activity, whether that's a movie night, a bingo, the band going on. Yeah.
Are there any memories or perhaps success stories from the last decade here at Boundary that have really stuck with you that you think about often?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good memory, but it's also a sad memory. We had a tenant who moved in 10 years ago, and once she moved in here, her mental health became stable. She gained employment, got her driver's license. She just passed, actually, a couple weeks ago, but it was due to age. So she did all of these things in her early 70s. Yeah, and she was a huge part of the building. So that was one success story. I think another success story is we have built some really strong relationships with the hospital and our other community partners that when people need help, we can get them into the hospital for care quicker than we could before. Yeah, and tenants engaged. Lots of tenants engagement now.
What has the relationship been with the community? I understand in speaking with some other folks that 10 years ago, before the place was even open, there was some hand-wringing in the community or concerns, and that sort of, that hasn't been an issue for most of the time that this has existed.
Yeah, it's never been an issue at all at this building. I've often had people in the community that live in this neighborhood stop and thank us. I also have the hospital employees, which is directly across the road, and people think this is just a regular apartment building. They have no idea that it's supportive housing. And often people show up at the door to try and get housing because they think it is just market rent. So it's been really good. But definitely the neighbors saying thank you and you kind of proved us wrong has been wonderful.
What have you seen more broadly the impact of this place be over the decade of its existence?
The impact, just I guess our tenants having a safe place to live, them building community. It's very heartwarming to see people looking out for each other. So they are their own family within the building. And yeah, other people just seeing the good that we've been doing here and appreciating it.
That was Boundary Supportive Housing Manager Camille speaking with me at a 10th anniversary party for the site, which is located in central Nanaimo near the hospital.
People First Radio, People First Media, and People First Stories are community media projects of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and are produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast, podcast, and social media partners.